Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Welcome back to the show. This is Daniel Rasby, tax attorney at Higher Ground Financial Group, and I'm here with my dad, Raz.
Hello, guys. So we are talking about retirement, right? Retirement, income in retirement, taxes in retirement.
And the three biggest killers, which are risk, fees, and taxes. So our website is at riskfeestaxes.com, Higher Ground Financial Group. You can go to our website and find out how to reduce your risk, fees, and taxes.
And I want to take a minute there to identify or define that. So if you're paying taxes, it's not a bad thing, right? Taxes, for an exchange for your tax money, you get bridges, you get roads, you get service, public service, and things like that. That's fine. I know they waste money on a lot of your tax money. That's one thing. And then if you pay fees, well, it could be fine. I mean, if you're getting something for those fees, you're getting the investment advice that really is helpful and it's worthwhile for you, that's something. And the risk, what are you getting for risk? If you lose money in the market, what benefit is that to you? It's the same thing as paying taxes, but with no benefit, not even a road. Nothing happens. So if you're losing money in the market, that's not a good thing. It's not just a paper loss. And so we're going to talk a little bit about bear markets, right?
So what is a bear market, Raz?
A bear market is when you lose 20% or more in the market from its high. That's considered a bear market. But do they really happen that often? I mean, yeah, we saw a couple of bear markets in the last 20 years. We saw the dot-com bubble, and then we saw the 2008 crash.
And then there was a bear market in 2020 for just a couple months, went down by 30%.
Yeah.
And then there was a bear market in 2022, went down by 25%. And so they do happen, and it's actually every 5 years that it happens throughout history.
And usually it takes about 5 years to recover. So if you drop by 50%, it's going to take you a good 5 years to get back to where you were before, and you've lost those 5 years of growth.
Well, how much do we usually lose? Well, if it loses at least 20%, on average, it's probably going to lose 39%. So 39% is the average amount that the market drops in a bear market.
And this is considering all the bear markets all the way back down in 1929, when everybody remembers the big crash in there. That was 86% drop.
But it didn't happen in one day. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, wow, you know, maybe I better watch my money carefully because it might drop by tomorrow. Well, no, it doesn't usually drop that much in one day. It takes about a year and a half to hit the bottom for most bear markets, and then it takes several years to recover. But the recovery can only happen if you're not taking any withdrawals. And that's why it's so important to reduce and eliminate risk as you approach retirement, because you don't want to have to spend money and have a market loss in the same year. It's already bad enough. It's already hard enough to recover from a big loss if you're not taking any money out. But if you have to take money out, either because you're retired, you need it, or because you're old enough that you have RMDs, required distributions, you cannot afford to have a double hit, because that makes it impossible to recover. Think about this. If you retired in the year 2000 and you took out just a 4 or 5% withdrawal rate, after about a dozen years or so with inflation, you'd be pretty much completely out of money.
Wow.
But if you retired in 1996... then you probably have twice as much money now as you had then, even though you spent more income.
The roaring 90s, right? Everybody thought the market would keep going up forever.
And that's because the bear market did not happen until 4 or 5 years into your retirement. So you had all that growth first. So it's really important to plan for those bear markets. There will be bad years coming. We know that. We don't know if it'll be this year or next year or in 10 years, but we know there will be bad years. If you're going to live another 20 or 30 years in retirement, then you're probably going to experience at least 6 or 7 really bad years during that time period. And so you need to plan for whenever they happen that they're not going to affect you.
So if you know they're going to happen, then why not take some precautions against that? And that's the whole reason for what we're talking about, is know the facts and then take precautions so it doesn't affect you as it affects everybody else. Because back in 2008, I'm sure you heard a lot of people that said, I retired and I had to go back to work because I didn't have any money left. Well, you don't want that to be your story. You don't want to retire and then have to go back to work or trying to find work. And, you know, there are, at some times you really may not want to go back to work. You know, you've already done your time in working and working and putting money away, and now you're tired and you want to enjoy your life, and now you're being forced to go back to work because half your money's gone because of market loss. Not a smart idea.
So what is one thing that is coming up besides the normal market fluctuations and all the spending that the government's doing and inflation and things, which we'll get to in a minute, inflation. But what is something that's coming up soon probably that clients should be aware of?
So we're always looking at the markets and seeing what's happening, what's trending, what's going on. And so one of the things that there's been a lot of warning about, and again, many people are ignoring it. Many people are ignoring it because they're seeing the market going up, another market high, another Bitcoin high, another gold high. Well, those highs are good until it's not. And so what are we looking at? Well, there is something called real estate, right? We had a big real estate crash in 2008. Is that going to happen again? I'm not sure if residential real estate is going to have that big hit again. We were actually have low inventory, so we don't have enough houses. But what we do have too much of right now is commercial real estate for two reasons.
Office buildings.
Not just office buildings, but retail buildings also, because people are buying online. So if you go to some cities and stuff, and you see a bunch of stores that are shuttered up, stores that went out of business because everybody's buying online, they're not going out to stores anymore. People are doing everything sitting at home in the basement on their computer now, right? So you think about those people playing games all the time, but really, you're ordering everything online, and you're doing remote work. You're not going to work anymore. And COVID was a big push for that. When COVID happened, people stayed at home, and companies started realizing, hey, people can still be productive and stay at home. And then people realize, hey, I can be more productive and actually do more things being at home than having to sit in traffic for an hour there, an hour back. It's just a waste of my time. So I want to stay at home. So then when COVID was over, it's not really over, I guess, but when the restrictions relaxed, companies wanted people to come back to work. And what do people do?
Well, they didn't want to. They quit rather than come back to work.
Yeah, they actually quit their jobs, their high-paying jobs, because they were forced to go back to work. So you get a lot of exit from tech companies, because other tech companies will hire you. You know, you're losing people, you hire somebody else because you need the work done.
So the point is, a lot of people are not working in offices anymore, so these offices are sitting empty. And you may think, well, okay, that's fine, but the building is owned and how's that going to affect me? Well, think about this. Your house probably has a 30-year mortgage on it. That means the bank cannot change those terms for 30 years. But commercial markets do not work that way. In commercial markets, you have to refinance every 5 years usually.
They're called balloon payments. So that's the only way to make it affordable. I mean, if you're borrowing $200 million for a building, you don't want your payment to be out of reach. So you have a lower payment and then a balloon payment at the end. And then at that time, you got to refinance.
And so if these banks lent money for a five-year balloon in 2019 or early 2020, you know, at the beginning of COVID, those are now coming due over the next year or two, and that is going to cause a big exit probably from the commercial office space.
And you may wonder, why is it going to be an exit? Well, if I bought a building for $200 million in 2019 and I financed it, and now half of it's empty, and so the valuation of that building is only $150 million, I still owe $190 million, $185 million. Why would I keep that building if it's only worth $150 million? Then why not just walk away and buy another building for $150?
Exactly. And so there's going to be a lot of commercial foreclosures this time, or commercial deed in lieu, and a lot of rents being renegotiated because nobody wants to pay a rising rent on an office building that is
half empty. Yeah. Right? So those are concerns. And so how is that going to affect you? Well, what happens is 47% of regional banks' money is in commercial real estate. Because when you want to buy a building, you go to a regional bank, a local bank, because they know the area, they know what the values are. And that's where you go for money. So if that happens, it's going to be a cascading effect with all these banks, regional banks, start to fail because their money is not being paid back. And if their money is not being paid back, that means your money is at risk in those regional banks. You may have deposits there that are going to be at risk.
Now, FDIC insurance will hopefully make you whole for the bank money. But
how many banks can they make whole? They don't have enough money to make all the banks whole.
So again, there's a lot of catastrophic things that could happen. But even if those don't all happen, there are some things that you can take to reduce your risk. And one of the ways is think about how it's going to affect the stock market, because a lot of those big hedge funds and mutual funds also hold a lot of commercial real estate.
And they hold regional banks' stock because regional banks are profitable and they hold a lot of stock in regional banks.
And so it's important because we already know that bear markets, bad years will come. We're thinking that it's probably going to be soon before when the next bad one comes. And you want to be careful, especially if you have enough or almost enough money that can generate the amount of income you need in retirement without taking any risk, then there really is no reason to keep all the money in the market. You want to protect it from bear markets. You want to protect it from market loss, which is one of the biggest killers in retirement.
Don't risk your mortgage payment for something that you don't need, right? If you have other money, you will risk that, fine. But the money you need to live and retire comfortably, don't risk that. This is not the time to play those games, especially if you're close to retirement. You're within a couple of years, 5 years in retirement, or if you just retired, you don't want to risk your mortgage payment on something that is unsure.
So let's talk for a couple minutes about inflation as well. Inflation is definitely on topic of everybody's mind right now.
But that disappeared. The government said there's no more inflation.
Well, there will always be some inflation, right? And it could be higher or lower in different years. So what are some things you can do in retirement to reduce the impact of inflation on your income?
Well, there's contract-based assets that you can have a contract. The rents are a good thing because if you own a property, then rents will go up, but your basic expense will stay roughly about the same.
Especially with your mortgage, if you have a fixed rate mortgage, right. And on residential rental properties, then you have a 30-year mortgage.
And we recommend you're using property manager because we don't want you to be a landlord fixing toilets when you're 75 years old. It's not worth it. It's not a good thing to do.
So make sure you have it set up so it's more of an income stream rather than a a job for you in retirement. But rental properties are probably one of the best inflation hedges in retirement. People often ask about gold. Is gold a good inflation hedge? I don't know if it is necessarily, because it used to be that that gold would help as a hedge against the dollar eroding. But now there's so much manipulation in the market with these gold ETFs and stuff. The hedge funds are buying billions of dollars of gold.
And gold's going up tremendously right now because Russia's buying up gold, China's buying up gold.
So it could continue to go up, but gold is still an opinion-based asset. The value is based on what everybody else believes it's worth.
And what if the government makes owning gold illegal again like they did before?
Yeah,
I mean, you'd have to turn your gold in at their prices, and now you can't have it. Otherwise, you're breaking the law.
And so that did happen in the past. You can Google that. It's not a made-up story. I know it sounds far-fetched, but it was illegal to own gold bullion for a while. But in any case, gold is not necessarily the hedge against inflation that it once was. Rental properties are one of the best ones. If you have a pension or annuity that has an inflation rider on it, then that will increase every year almost every year for inflation.
Maybe not as much as you need, but at least it will increase up.
Yep. And there's other ways as well, but we're running out of time in this segment, so we'll probably talk about inflation again sometime. But go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and schedule a meeting with us so we can help you reduce market risk, reduce inflation risk, and minimize your risk, fees, and taxes in general.
One quick comment, though. People think, well, when are prices going to go back down? Well, they're not going to go back down. That's called deflation. We don't want deflation. We don't want prices to go back down. We just don't want them to grow as much anymore. We want our incomes to grow, but not prices to grow.
So again, our website is riskfeestaxes.com. Click the link and schedule a free call with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasvey. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.